So now let us pray. Oh, great and awesome God, we give you thanks. We thank you for your loving kindness and for your tender mercies. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who knew no sin but became sin to death on a cross. We thank you that he was born today, many years ago, yes, but that we still remember him and we still rejoice in knowing him. And Lord God, in our hearts, we remember him, and in our lives, we remember him, and we thank God for that. And so today, as we have gathered here to worship the Lord, we're thankful for those who are here with us, who came out, and we're thankful for those who are watching online, and we just thank you for all that you've done for us, the best gift that you've given us, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And now, Lord, let your light shine. Let your light shine among us. Amen. And so today, I'm coming to you from the title of Shine On, Jesus, Shine On. All right? Shine on, Jesus, shine on. Because we want Jesus to continue to shine and shine in the world. I'll begin with this reflection. John McCain experiences the true light of Christmas. During the 2008 presidential race, John McCain was asked by Time magazine to share his personal journey of faith. In his article, McCain shared a powerful story of something that occurred while he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam. He says, "When I was a prisoner of war in Vietnam, my captors would tie my arms behind my back and then loop the rope around my neck and ankles so that my head was pulled down between my knees. I was often left like that throughout the night. And one night a guard came into my cell. He put his finger to his lips, signaling for me to be quiet, and then loosened my ropes to relieve my pain. The next morning, when his shift ended, the guard returned and retightened the ropes, never saying a word to me. A month or so later, on Christmas Day, I was standing in the dirt courtyard when I saw that same guard approach me. He walked up and stood silently next to me, not looking or smiling at me. Then he used his sandaled foot to draw a cross in the dirt. We stood wordlessly looking at the cross, remembering the true light of Christmas, even in the darkness of a Vietnamese prison camp. That man had been a Christian, and because of the light of Christ that lives in him, that Vietnamese soldier would have done that for him. That's what the light of Christ does. Shows up in dark places. The next reflection I have, it comes from Christ Came to Our Prison. One of the most touching stories concerning Pope John Paul VIII is about the day after Christmas. Several years ago, when he visited one of the most prisons in Rome. It was the first time in 90 years that a pope had gone to a prison, and in greeting the prisoners, the pope said, You could not come to me, so I have come to you. And that I command to you is the spirit of Christ's love. He came to rescue us because he loved us, and his love never ends." And so here it is, the light of Christ showing up for us in dark places all the time. all the time the light of Christ shows up for us. Light in the darkness. The Christmas scene, I read this other reflection that said the Christmas scene that Anthony arranged under the altar was probably the most meaningful crib I have ever seen. The small wood carved figures made in India, a poor woman, a poor man, and a small child between them. The carving is simple, nearly primitive. No eyes, no ears, no mouths, just the contours of faces. The figures are smaller than a human hand, nearly too small to attract attention at all. But then a beam of light shines on the three figures and projects large shadows on the wall of the sanctuary. That says it all. The light thrown on the smallness of Mary, Joseph, and the child projects them as large, hopeful shadows against the walls of our life and our world. And while looking at the intimate scene, we already see the first outlines of the majesty and glory they represent. Without the radiant beam of light shining into the darkness, there is little to be seen, but everything changes with the light. Everything changes with the light. No matter how dark it is, it changes with the light. And here are the key points of what it means to have the light of Christ. Ron, you could change the one slide. I just have one other slide up, Ron, and then you could leave it there. Thank you. And here are the key points. I didn't put them up, but I do have them. In Genesis, the creation of light was God's first creative move. In the process of generating life, light was God's initial instrument for illuminating the dark and formless void. It was the inaugural instance of God shining light into darkness. From the very beginning, God would shine light in the darkness. In the beginning, we remember, right? We see that in Genesis 1:3. Point two, the Bible tells us that the life of Christ served as a light to all people. That life is the light of truth. Jesus says, I am the light, right? He is that light. The message of Christ's salvation and eternal life with God. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. The brilliance of Christ's life amazes us, but is what we need to live in a world full of darkness. And it is what we need to live in a world that is full of pain, the light of Christ. Third point, by loving one another, believers shine light into darkness. When we love one another, we who are Christian believers, we are shining our light into darkness. One would hope and imagine that we as Christians have the light of Christ in us, and we are shining that light into darkness. Yet, I'm writing you a new command, and that is from 1 John. It's true. Its truth is seen in Him and in you. Because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in darkness. Believers, anyone who says we hate a brother or sister, we're still in darkness. Because if we have the light, we cannot hate anyone. And there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister in the darkness and walks around in the darkness, they do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them. Without the light of Christ, we are blinded. I'll read it again. Right? But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in darkness. They do not know where they're going because the darkness has blinded them. Fourth point, the nature of light is to shine, and darkness cannot exist in the presence of light. Just as a bright street lamp discourages criminal mischief at night, so the light of Christ dispels darkness of sin in the world. Think about that. The light of Christ dispels. So when we are following Christ and the light of Christ is in us, we are dispelling darkness in the world. Just as the first rays of dawn pierce the blackness of night, God's light and truth carry spiritual awakening to darkened hearts. Friends, the light has come. The fifth point, the light shines in darkness, means Jesus Christ has come into the world, bringing the good news of God's salvation to every person. As Isaiah foretold, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. That is in Isaiah 9:2. The life of Jesus, which is the life of the Creator God Himself, is the light of the world. Christian, we should not be in darkness. Should we? No, no, no. No power of darkness can defeat or snuff out this light. No power of darkness. We don't have to be afraid of Satan and his cohorts, because no power of darkness can defeat the light of Christ. Sixth point. Jesus is the giver of life, and he's the giver of life and the bearer of light. The Son of God continues to shine his light to humankind through his church, the body of Christ. Whoever believes in him receives eternal life. So church, we are responsible to do what? Speak to me, friends. What are we responsible to do? Shine the light. Shine the light. Right? If we are serving in the food pantry, if we are serving in our immigration ministry, if we're serving in the Hispanic ministry, if we're serving wherever we're serving, whatever we're doing, we are responsible to shine the light. When we're singing in the choir, we are responsible to shine the light. When we're playing the music, we are responsible to shine the light. When I stand in the pulpit, I'm responsible or talking to someone or visit the sick, whatever I need to do, or I am responsible to shine the light of Christ. And anytime I find that I'm falling short, it's time for me to do what? To ask forgiveness and ask the Lord and start all over again. Amen? If I do something, and that means all of us, to someone and harm them by our attitude or thought, sometimes it's just our thought, but the Lord knows our thought. Our responsibility is to what? Shine the light, is to remember and to go to the Lord in prayer. Because if the world is in darkness, if we say darkness is taking over the world, Christian believers, we have a responsibility to bring the light, because guess what? The light has already come. The second coming is not here yet. Jesus is expecting us to shine that light, to shine it and shine it. And when I say shine on, Jesus, shine on, I mean he's going to shine on through you and me. And I do not want to block his light. I want, when I stand before him, he'll say, even when your light was a little bit dim because of weariness or because sickness or because of whatever happened, your light was still flickering. I want him to say, you still flicker your light wherever you can. And so as the psalmist says to us, oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Hasn't God done marvelous things today? Right? His right hand and his holy arm have gained him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. We have seen the victory of our God today. Amen. We are reminded, Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord, the psalmist says. With trumpets and the sound of horn, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Because the light has come. Make you want to dance, huh? Make you want to dance, friends. Because the light has come. And there's that little song that says, walk in the light. The beautiful light, right? Walk in the light. Beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Do we know that? Just walk in, sing it with me, friend. The beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world, right? So we're going to walk in the light, not in the darkness, right? Because Jesus is the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where his love and his mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. That's our Savior. He is the light of the world. And so that's why we rejoice. That's why we rejoice today. Because the light shines. And it shines to all of us today. And that's why you got up out of your beds in this cold day. A lot of us were here last night. And you came to worship the Lord because you wanted the light to continue to shine. To shine into the world. And we're not going to hide it anymore in 2023, if we ever were. What a little song the kids sing, put it under a bushel. This little light of mine, now I'm going to let it shine, right? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. It'll warm us up, let it shine. This light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Right? Amen. Amen and amen. We're going to let it shine, the light of Christ. And Jesus says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Amen. He is the light of the world. Amen and amen.